Penguin Random House Audio presents Simple Money, Rich Life. Achieve true financial freedom and design a life of eternal impact. This is the author, Bob Lodick. A note to our listeners. This program includes a downloadable PDF with our Kickstart worksheets, charts and graphs, and a list of bonus resources, notes, and further reading. You can also find the bonus PDF at seedtime.com/bonus. That's seedtime.com/bonus. Author's note. If you're anything like me, when you start a new book, you're probably a little curious about the author. And you might wonder what he looks like, if he has a weird accent, and of course, whether he's a dog person or a cat person. For the past 15 years, I've been a full-time blogger, podcast host, and a money coach at seedtime.com. Maybe our paths have crossed and you already know all this about me and more. But if we haven't met yet, grab your phone and visit seedtime.com/hello for a short video for my wife, Linda, and me. We'd love the chance to give you a virtual high five as we set off on this journey together. Either way, as you listen, know that Linda and I have been praying for you. You aren't listening to this book by accident. Whether you're currently on a financial mountaintop or in a valley, know that God has so much more that he wants to do in and through you. So go ahead, cozy up with your favorite dog, cat, gerbil, parrot, whatever. Grab a cup of coffee and let's get to it. Cheering you on, Bob Lodick. Introduction. It was March 5th, 2002, the day before my 21st birthday. I had just left the beach and I was driving my convertible down a busy Florida road in front of a minor league ballpark. I had just gotten paid, it was 75 degrees and sunny, and my two best friends were flying in to celebrate my birthday. From the outside looking in, I was living the dream, which made it easy to hide the truth of my financial situation. Right then, my car engine died in the middle of the road. It was so unexpected that I didn't even have time to pull it over to the shoulder. I flipped on the hazard lights, hoping not to get rear-ended as my car rolled to a stop. Panicking, I tried to start the car again and again and again. And after about 8 attempts, I gave up. I had no one to call for help. Everyone I knew was at least 1,000 miles away, and my Nokia cell phone's greatest feature was the snake game, not the Uber app. I looked around and saw a guy directing cars into the ballpark. I walked over to ask if he could help me push the car out of the middle of the road. He said no. That's okay, I thought. With hundreds of cars driving by, I'm sure someone will stop and help. But no one did. Cool. Trying to keep my male ego intact, I played it cool and acted like I had it all under control. Don't mind me, I'll just be over here in the middle of this busy street, awkwardly pushing my car while steering with one arm. Eventually, I managed to get the car to the shoulder and climbed inside. I sat down and had my freakout moment as despair began to creep in. I thought through the events that would likely unfold as I realized that my entire financial life was basically a house of cards on a windy day. The truth of my financial mess had finally become impossible to hide. I'd been on my way to the bank to cash my paycheck so I could pay my rent that was due in about 3 hours. If I was late, the landlord would tack on a $50 fee. But my paycheck was just enough to cover the rent, so there was no way I could come up with the extra $50. I had no savings, only $7 in my checking account, and I'd been living off the $264 of available credit left on my credit card. And now my car's worn-out alternator, a $60 part, was about to kick off a financial catastrophe. It's amazing how fast a great day can go south when you're living paycheck to paycheck. Fighting back tears, I grabbed the steering wheel with the same intensity as the fear gripping my heart and mind. I was clueless about what to do next. As cars continued to drive by, I desperately wanted just a little help, a hug, or someone to tell me it was going to be okay. I felt ashamed, embarrassed, and completely alone. At this point, I wasn't even thinking about how I was going to survive the following weeks or months, or the fact that I was in a very fast downward spiral with my finances. All I could focus on was the current crisis that I found myself in. This wasn't how my life was supposed to turn out. I had grown up wanting to be an accountant. Yes, weirdos like me exist, and I'd worked at a bank, and I thought I knew everything about money. So why was I living paycheck to paycheck, broken down in the middle of the road, racking my brain trying to figure out how to tow and fix my car with only hours left before my rent was due? The truth is, everything I had learned and believed about money came from the wrong sources. And because I hadn't even thought to invite God in, I had this mess to show for it. I thought the answer to my money problems was simply that I needed more money. but I didn't actually need more money, though you could have never convinced me of that then. I needed to learn how to better manage what I had been given. And sitting in that broken down convertible with my head in my hands, I cried out to God through hot tears and I prayed for wisdom. I decided right then and there that whatever it took, I had to end this financial chaos. If God had a different path, I was ready to follow. Our money education has come from the wrong places. I used to assume my financial mess was just my own bad luck. And sure, we all get dealt different hands. Some people have some big obstacles to overcome. But the truth is, I had been dealt a pretty decent middle-class hand, yet I was still a mess. Why was that? I've come to believe that it's because you and I have a lot working against us. As much as I enjoyed learning to write cursive and how the Dewey Decimal System works, I would argue that knowing how to earn, save, and manage money is essential to almost every human, as important as any subject we learned in school. Yet most of us have received little to no financial education. And this lack of education creates a void that will inevitably be filled one way or another. And so our money education has come from all the wrong places. Most of our beliefs about money come from those who have no business teaching us about it. Well-meaning, but broke, friends and family, celebrities, Instagram influencers, and credit card companies, to name a few. Even if they aren't explicitly teaching us about money, their influence has become the de facto financial education that far too many receive. And for those of us who sought out a financial education by reading books, the fact is that bookstores are full of money books pushing the world's flawed approach. Many don't work, and those that do help you to succeed at the wrong thing. It's no wonder we tend to believe that financial success is complicated or that true financial freedom isn't possible. Like me, at the end of my rope in my broken down convertible, many of us end up with stacks of overdue bills as we count down the days to payday, in an inability to build decent savings, in a week full of Mondays as we drag ourselves to unfulfilling jobs just because we have to pay the bills, and never-ending money fights with our spouses as we just try to survive. And to top it all off, many of us feel guilt and shame for not managing money better, when it might not have been our fault in the first place. The world's way to handling money has failed us. It's time for a new approach. The Simple Formula. It began with John Wesley, a famed English evangelist and theologian. In one of his writings from the 18th century, I found this. I gain all I can, namely by writing, without hurting either my soul or body. I save all I can, not willingly wasting anything, not a sheet of paper, not a cup of water. Yet by giving all I can, I am effectually secured from laying up treasures upon earth. Yea, and I am secured from either desiring or endeavoring it as long as I give all I can. Over the past 15 years, I've been guided by what the Bible says about money, as well as Wesley's words that have served as the primary inspiration for this four-part formula. Earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can, and enjoy it all. As Lynn and I applied this biblically inspired formula to our finances, we began to see miracle after miracle. Our world quickly began changing. We were unified with our finances like we had never been before. I found work that I was called to was fulfilling and actually paid well. For the first time in our adult lives, we weren't stressed about money. Our savings accounts began to fill up and we began investing for the future. We paid off all of our debt by age 31, credit cards, car loans, student loans, and even our house. We found ourselves giving more than we dreamed possible, and it became one of our biggest passions in life. Simply put, we began thriving financially, and it wasn't contingent on our income. Sometimes our income was up, sometimes it was down. Regardless of where life's roller coaster took us, we realized we could thrive. What if the key to a thriving financial life was simpler than you ever thought possible? Tactics, strategies, and principles. This formula isn't the only way to win with money, but it's by far the best approach that I've found in my 15-plus years of study. While I will certainly share some of my favorite tactics and strategies, the bulk of this book consists of timeless principles, principles you can rely on year after year for the rest of your life, regardless of the financial hand you've been dealt. There's one fundamental piece to all this, though. You need all four parts to work together. The power is in their synergy. Just one by itself is considerably weaker than when all four are working together. As you and I do our part, God will show up and do His. And no surprise, his part is the big part. Most of the book is designed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?